You say the hot sauce can't be beat. Sit back and open wide.
This got lettuce and tomato on it.
And the Lamborghini?
I think has pepperoni on it.
You've never had one?
No, I've always gone for the high boy.
We're
going
to go all the way. Le high boy, c'est le petit. Comment c'est?
Ils sont tous tout petits, ils ont toute la sauce.
Je pense que le high boy, vraiment, c'est avec la petite tomate.
OK.
Et le pepperoni, c'est le Lamborghini.
Tu veux un high boy pour l'âge pour moi?
C'est pas vrai? Oui. Et
Et pour moi, un hamburger.
Adresse?
Oui. Un cheeseburger.
Oui.
Adresse. Et un hamburger.
Avec du fromage?
Oui.
Adresse aussi?
Oui. Et un patate.
Oui.
Un patate, oui. Et c'est juste pour une cycle,
c'est pas le choix.
Un Lamborghini, s'il vous plaît.
Fromage aussi?
Oui. Check it out, they have a self-service for the Interact. It's like way off in the corner.
What is that sauce? It's what Ed calls diluted sloppy joe sauce, but it isn't.
You know, it's really underselling it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense, but it's really good.
I think it's the first time. I think it's the first time that I get the all dress. Actually,
what's different about it? What's
it takes longer to eat.
Oh, there you go.
Which is a good
stuff
thing.
On it. But it has lettuce and tomato because it's a high boy. But what makes it all dress? Like what?
The
extra
onions.
All these onions, okay.
Yeah. And tomato. Yeah, tomato. You said that already.
Yeah.
And
it looks like there might be some relish or something. Look, our pickles. See something green?
No, there's mustard.
There, like there by the toothpick is some relish.
Yeah, there is relish.
There you go. Tasty. Yeah, I don't remember the sauce being spicy like this, but it is. It's nice. It gives it a little bit of a kick.
Yeah, it's your Lamborghini. Or your hamburger.
It's that The hamburgini is basically just a burger with a big slice of pepperoni on it. I know, it looks like a pancake. The bun. It's just,
you go behind, you can see that they squish it on a sandwich.
But press. Is it a regular bun? Because it seems like it's paler. It's like, I guess it's like put in like a panini press, but without ridges or something. Is there any ketchup?
You can probably ask.
She didn't ask me if I wanted ketchup. Yeah. How's the poutine?
I have not tasted the poutine yet, but I'm about to attack it.
You know, I don't think the pepperoni is actually all that.
Poutine looks like it has less sauce than my burger.
Hmm. It's true. It's like fries with some ground up meat, and it looks like some kind of spicy.
Quite a bit of sauce
okay,
at the
it's
bottom.
Synced to the bottom.
Now, from my understanding, it's the same sauce that's on the burgers.
Right. I think so. I'm gonna say the hamburgini for last. I started with the basic burger, now I'm having the cheeseburger. Which is pretty much a basic burger with cheese. I had a regular burger. No cheeseburger.
What, did you have inside of it?
All dressed. Which we haven't quite figured out what that is yet. Exactly. I would say this patty.
Can you get two more double cheeseburgers?
Wait.
I would, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that burger is about 3 millimeters thick.
If
a millimeter is about, I think that's about a dime. That's about 3 dimes.
No, that's about 2 dimes, max.
That's about 5. You think it's about 5 millimeters?
I trust the architect.
We go to over here.
I'm gonna have to. May I have another high boy with cheese, please?
You might have to get 3 or 4 more burgers because we're gonna check out the rain.
But I already ordered myself 2 more cheese.
There you go.
Double cheeseburgers. Once I get these, I will be at 4. But these are double cheese, so it's the equivalent of 6.
So Chris, if you get a double burger,
mm-hmm.
then you're almost approaching the thickness of some hamburger you get anywhere, so what's the point? You're losing this quality of the thinness.
saving the, what's up, the bun is not for me the best part. And I like the burger, I like the sauce. I don't know. I'm in new territory, so I would normally only get a high boy with cheese here.
So this is your first double burger?
This is my first
double. First time you're getting a Dick Ann's double burger.
Yes, uh-huh. I think you can see them right there.
When eating the hamburgini,
mm-hmm.
it's a bit like you've taken a bite of your Dick Ann's burger just after eating a slice of pizza. Oh, that's a nice touch.
No, it's not between, it's on top. It is on top.
Mm-hmm. So much for the nice touch.
What? What did I miss? Meaty.
As you get down to towards the bottom of your poutine,
what would you like?
How's it looking?
I could pass you.
Poutines that are down to the bottom never look very good.
They never look very good. And this, yeah. So we have continuity.
I look at your grin.
Well, it's. I'd say that it's as different to a poutine as their burgers is different to a regular burger. Which means that it's good, but it's not the experience of the poutine. Mostly because.
Actually?
The cheese has been caught.
I think the lettuce and tomato
like
actually
fries and you just drop some Pepsi on
the burger. I might have
anyway,
to change.
Yeah, so, it looks like the kind of grated cheese.
That's the first time I've ever had anything other than a high boy with cheese.
So I didn't get a chance to.
And it is, yes, it's that lettuce.
You don't get that squishy,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. But, and it's actually, it feels spicier than my burger. Right. Maybe because it's just more sauce.
Maybe it could be that.
So, it's, it feels like a good, what we call a white sauce.
Okay.
But with some
cheese
on it. Does not really feel like a poutine.
Okay.
No, there it's. I think the highboys. I've been making a mistake all these years.
How's that?
The lettuce and tomato definitely detract from the Dick Ann's burger.
Because now you're having one that does not happen?
Yeah, I'm having a double cheese.
So this has been for you a transformational Dick Ann's experience.
Mm-hmm.
Which means from now on you let go of the lettuce and tomato?
Yes, I'd never again.
Thank you.